Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Thursday, rainy Thursday. What a depressing day. 2 days. No Cubs game. Rained out. But here we are. And, of course, I want to continue with looking at the stocks and tracking them and hear you, so you can hear the explanations I make. So let's go back to my list of stocks, and here we go.
Apache. Alpha Papa Alpha. Okay. So we wanted to sell it at 50, which we... No, wrong one. Sorry, 46. And that's where we are. And notice what happened here. So we tried to break out, and here we are consolidating, okay, doing nothing. I don't know what this big volume was today about. I noticed that in a couple of different spots. We're going to go ahead and still, I'm still a seller at 46, all right? Let's see what happens. Now, again, if it explodes through 46, well, then that's not the sale. I need to go to 46 and kind of fail from there. So I'm a buyer at no price right now. Baba, Bravo, Alpha, Bravo. Well, as we say every week, this is like it's like a monster. It doesn't know anything but how to go up. And again, we haven't been shorting it. We've been saying that it looks like it wants to go higher. We thought 165 to 175. And look what happened. It broke out. What the hell's going on here? Where are these volumes coming from? So, in the meantime, another new high here. There's no reason to sell it. The next point is that you probably, if you want to play this one, I'm not going to, but if you want to play it, you can look to be a buyer about 177, 178. That would be support on the breakout. Again, I don't think it's a great play. But again, look, I didn't think it was a great play at 165 either, and it's now 180. So, it doesn't mean that it's not a good play. I just would rather, I'd prefer not to. I think there's better plays or no plays instead of trying to jump in this. This has been awfully solid and has gone up a long way in a short period of time. I mean, it's up, is it $40 in 2 months? Okay. 25% in 2 months? I don't know. Pretty big. So but 177 would be a spot if you choose to do so. ConocoPhillips. We thought that 50 was a good spot to sell it. Oh, this was pretty good. There's the tip 50, and here we are. I think you'll see probably a little bit of a bounce, maybe get down to 48. But at the end of the day, I'm looking. I still be a seller of this at 50. I think that oil. A lot of this is built up on oil, and I know there's a lot going on. And I think you want to look for continued opportunities to sell the oil space. This is not the greatest representation because it doesn't move fast enough, but it's certainly a reasonable sale from that standpoint. Of course, it's also a good long-term stock to own when it gets to a level because it does pay a nice dividend. Facebook. Tried to push up to a new high. Notice, look what happened here. Tried to break out, came right back in. Again, this doesn't look horrible. We thought that, the 172.50 level was a sale, and it kind of held in. Now that I'm re-looking at it, I think it's probably a sale, but I don't think that I want to play it here now. The chart is not as bearish as I would like it to be, okay? When we want to sell, we want to catch the market, the chart when it's ascending or descending, excuse me. This is still kind of ascending now. I'm not as excited about this. The move today was making it okay to think about it, but I think you're better off being neutral here. I'd like to sell it, but I don't think that the charts are set up yet for it to break. Okay, we want to see it more in a descending fashion versus trying to still go up. Now it may be a great sale here, but I think again you're not getting enough evidence or enough proof, And certainly we don't have the corresponding action to go along with it. So I would rather be neutral here with my finger on the sell signal, but not, you know, not rushing to get in here. GDX, Gulf Delta X-ray. And we thought we could just buy it. Of course, it was a pretty good buy. You know, I think we go up. I think this probably sees, you know, 24 and a half. Now, at that level, I am not a seller. I don't short this stock. Not because I'm afraid of being short. I don't, if I want to be short gold or represent short gold, there's a lot better places to do it than this. This is just a nice, steady, easy play. Better for long term, you know, because you're not going to get big price movement. But again, I think it made a nice little bit of a rounding bottom. I think you look for it to test 24.50. If you can be a buyer at 23 again, if it dips down. Yeah, I saw that. There was a couple of these that had some pretty big volume. I don't know what it was. I think that was the volume spike. You know, I said on my daily update today that there was, it seemed to be, there's a little, somewhere there's some fear, but we don't know about it yet. You know, because gold was up big, and you see some big volume here, and I'm sure when we see gold, there'll be big volume there too. So again, here the bottom line is I'd be a buyer at like 23 or so. You know, I'm a buyer of this. I like it more for long term than I actually do for trading it. But it's a slow moving, inexpensive way to play gold if that's what you're looking to do. Get some big percentage moves with GDX options. Yeah. You can't. Volume last 3 minutes, according to my charts. It could be. You're probably right. Let's take a look. Well, let me take a look. I can do that. All right. There you go. How many shares? Where's the volume? Oh, there it is. 3.5 million. What's that all about? Wow. And it's selling off after the close a little bit. I don't know what that's all about. You know, again, but there's something going on that nobody knows about yet. You know, there's a couple of these that had, you know, look at Phillips, ConocoPhillips. Does this have last minute too? Yeah, look at this. What's this all about? Here, it did 12 million, excuse me, did 1.2 million shares for the day. It did 700,000 in the last 3 minutes. I don't know. What does that mean? It means something. It's not popcorn, right?
And of course, that's something that we watch all the time for little indications and little clues of what's going on in the market. And of course, that's why we, you know, go through these levels on a weekly basis so that we can put ourselves in the best position and find the right types of trades that make sense based on what's going on in the market. And that's another reason that we've been pretty much relaxing in here, not doing a lot, because, again, you can't fight what's going on. You can't fight the money. And when there's no volume and no volatility, you have to be very careful. And that's one of the things that, you know, we share these exercises with everybody so that we can help make you a better investor and a better trader so that you have a better clue of what's happening next. I think it's important to understand. And of course, it's more important to understand that this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you know, LibertyTalk.fm is my network and my station. And you can certainly download the show every day there, as well as Bubba's Daily Update. And of course, Bubba's Bottom Line. And now you can go to the website, BubbaTrading.com, and just sign up for the free delivery of my daily updates. So go ahead and do that. Don't forget. All right, let's get this thing cranking. In the meantime, you know, there's a lot going on, but we're going to get ready to stop by here for a break and, you know, come back and continue with the reading and looking at the charts. So without further ado, we will step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and make sure that you go to BubbaTrading.com. Don't forget. All right, go down and get those daily updates. Good stuff. And we got a lot going on. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Top Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz again. Of course, we're some charts and looking at the markets. And, of course, there's something out there that is going to spook this market. You can just see it. You can feel it. But it hasn't happened yet. But let's go back and look at the chart work we're doing. Here we go.
All right. Guild, Golf India Lima Delta. And of course, we call this neutral, 81 to 84. Where are we? 81 to 84. Nothing's changed. Right. Now, again, you do have, and by the way, this is, would be something I'd look to want to sell into, descending, you know, if it popped up to a level. I mean, that's just an example, not in the stock. I don't see anything to do here. I think it's stuck in this range, 81 to 84. I think it's too big of a stock to try to play. I'd rather just wait. Now, this doesn't have any big volume at the end of the day. Gold, Golf Lima Delta. Oh, look at this one. Another one popped up. I guarantee it. Okay. So we thought 120 was a buy. Look at that. What's the low? 119.78. Boom. There you go. Now, again, that just made sense based on where we were on the charts. Okay. Again, if you can somehow manage to get your opinion out of your way, and if you can somehow manage to get the just look at the charts and forget about the news, then you can just purely raw read these charts. The footprint is pretty damn good. Okay, if you can get everything else out of your way. Now, it's easier said than done, but that's the focus. We do this every week. We pick up a lot of winners here. All right, but you got to get your opinion out of the way and just kind of focus on, you know, what's going on here and be willing to trust what you're reading in the overall market footprint. All the same stocks are showing there must have been a big buyer. Bibaba, GDX, my screens aren't showing the same volume spikes. Okay. I could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't understand the big volume spike at the outset. So it was strange to me to begin with. But I can confirm. I have another platform open. Hold on. Let's go through this. Google. Right. So we thought 990 is a sale. Right. Well, here we are. All right. It looks like we made a run at 1,000. Right. They printed 1,000, failed. Now, this is a little bit different. I'd be more apt to sell this. All right. And I'm not advocating that we sell it here, but I'd be more apt to sell this one because of the straight up action you're getting here. This is a little bit too fast. Now, that's the reason to sell it. But the reason not to sell it is, again, we don't have a lot of action right now. And this is not a cheap stock, even with no volatility. It's not a cheap stock to trade. Certainly, I could only be a seller. I'm no way a buyer anywhere near here. But again, I'm going to take the cowardly route out and tell you to be conservative and say it's a sale at 1,000, in my opinion. But again, to be aggressive here when, you know, if somebody does something the wrong way, it could spike higher on no volume, even if it's going to come back down. What happens in these types of trades when there's no action, you can get shaken out before you're ready and before it has a chance to what you think it's going to do because it is so thin. And it doesn't take much to move these when there's no volume. I don't care about candles. The only reason I use candles is I can see them better. Okay, because I don't like to sit all day. So I walk around so I can see the chart from 20 feet or so. That's why I use candles. I know what they are. I'm not a big advocate of any indicators. Okay. We use the Bollinger Bands on our futures because it helps to make a decision because it fits in by the math for what I'm trying to teach. But from a general standpoint, I don't use any indicators. Okay. I don't think anything works good enough. I think you have to be able to discern yourself and figure out what you're trying to look at. And now then you can, if you have one indicator that gives you a confirmation, like we use trading wise, we use two time frames. We use our long term and then our trading time frame in which it triggers the trade. So if you wanted to use one indicator to help trigger, I have no problem with that. Okay. I'm not against indicators. I just never found them all that helpful. You know, remember, I learned how to trade without a chart. Okay. You know, I've only been doing charting for the last 10 years. You know, we never use charts. When you're trading on the floor, you have no time for a chart. IWM, India Whiskey Michael. Of course, it made new highs. Oh, this got spiked too. Interesting. Of course, it did rally pretty good at the end of the day. At least the future did. I don't know about the stock, but the future popped. It was down like 70, 75 ticks all day. And all of a sudden, I looked, it was down 36. It didn't make sense to me either. In the meantime, again, I can't in good conscience tell you to short it. And certainly, we're not going to be a buyer. Now, let me just clean this up a little bit. This would be, okay, this would be what I'd be looking for. If I wanted to sell it, notice the slight lean to the downside. Lower highs and lower lows. But again, it's still trending higher. There's not really, it hasn't shown me any real weakness that says, hey, you got to get in here. Okay. Maybe some spoofing going on. It could be. Oh, I got to go about the gold. I probably didn't give you any levels. That's probably why I don't have them. I think I was too busy talking about it and I switched. Gold, I think I'm looking only to be a buyer right now at 120. I think if you're looking, if you get in, 124 would be a little bit of resistance, and then 126. Okay. So this would be what I'd be looking for. But again, I'm not interested in shorting this here right now. Again, it's still going up. Look, nobody wants to be shorter than me, but it's just at a certain point in time, you got to say, let me chill. Because if it's going to be a one-day wonder, it's not going to be very good anyways. Because remember, if we get another one-day wonder, one of these one-day crappy moves, then we don't make any money anyways, and we get caught trapped short at the bottom. Versus if we can get the market to turn over and get that big down spike and then be able to sell the rally, that's what we're looking for. JP Morgan, they got earnings this week. Now, I'm going to call it neutral, all right? I have a neutral trade on here. But if I were going to, if we were busy or if we had some action and I were going to make a trade, I would be a seller. That's the side I'd like to be on. Again, not because I'm negative. The reason I'd like to be a seller here is because the banks have rallied tremendously. Okay. They're priced in everything as far as I can see. I mean, JP Morgan doesn't move, you know, this kind of number in this short a period of time, but it did. So if I were going to play it, I would be playing at the short side, but I'm going to call it neutral for the official call. And I may end up doing something short. I already have on a goofy trade on, but I'm not interested in it right now, but I might look at it later. You know, it depends on what the action looks like. Right now, I would do nothing else. Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. 62 to 65. Just like a clock. Look, it ran up, spiked through, hasn't been able to close above 65. Now we're back on downside. Nothing changed. The same levels exist. 62 to 65. Possible straw dog reasons why notorious sleazy is an addict never getting light. Maybe some stars wanting to get their careers going. So the big payout, keeping quiet, could make some money. Like watching you take a show. Yeah. As many previous infamous deeds. Yeah, it's right. He's been a dirty dog anyways. So you're correct. You're right on your whole thing here. Starlet's a latch on that a meal ticket, a price nobody even knows for sure, but it could be the reason. You're probably right. That's why I got you, my darling. You get a good handle for all this stuff.
And of course, that's about, it was a question about Harvey Weinstein. Of course, you know, I don't know that that's new news, right? I mean, this has been going on for, you know, whatever the as they always used to call it, the casting couch. You know, again, I'm not agreeing with it. I don't think it's right, but certainly it isn't new information. And we've seen this happen, you know, many times before. So it's just now coming to light. And of course, why did the New York Times bury that story, which we talked about yesterday? But in the meantime, you know, this is the Bubba Show. And, of course, you got to make sure you download the show every day, especially if you want to keep it on air. We need to, you know, get things going here. And in the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm. You can download the show. You can download the Sporting Edge. And don't forget about Bubba's daily updates, which you can sign up for now on the website at bubbatrading.com. And every day after the close, I send you an update of what I'm seeing for the next day. So you can get a view for what I'm trying to figure out and what I'm looking for. You know, we've got a lot of things going on and there's like some news under the surface. So let's make sure we're paying attention. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're going to stop out here for a break and come back with more. And we've still got to do some farming things as well. So we are going to step out here and come back right after the break. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz and we'll see you back here in 2 to 3 minutes. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. And it's football night tonight. I have to give my prediction before the show is over. In the meantime, let's go back and look at some more charts. Here we go.
Momo, Michael Oscar. We call it neutral. I like it somewhere around here. Again, it's hard to want. Look at this. It's almost, pretty soon it'll be closed. There will be no volume. It's hard to say where. Certainly, if you're looking for a play, I think this is a pretty good play. All right. But again, you've got to use a reasonable position, or you've got to, you know, use a reasonable stop. If you buy the stock, and this stock's a little bit whippy, it can be a jumper. So I'm not really anxious. And again, I have a small position, and I keep losing on my small position because I keep trying to buy options a week at a time, looking for that one spike move. Yeah, I've done okay with it. I mean, I had a couple of caught of them. I missed a couple of them. At the end of the day, I mean, it's just a trade that I just think that we're somewhere near where it's going to get a nice jump up to, you know, 35 or 40 or whatever. In the meantime, we are just hovering down on this bottom end, which is around 31. It's a little bit higher risk trade. I do like it, but certainly I wouldn't, you know, overtly recommend it. So Chops, you could put 31 to, you know, like 35 for now, but really neutral. Netflix. Finally, I said we could buy it. Look what happened. Look what we did here. I said we could buy it, and we got a nice $20 move. How about that? All right. Now, amazing. But again, the footprint gave us the sign that it was okay to buy it. And of course, it got, you know, it doesn't matter why. Remember, you can always say you got lucky, you got whatever. But at the end of the day, right, it doesn't matter why. You're going to get, these are going to happen. I try to explain this in everything that we do. There are certain positions that you set up in options or whatever. You know, you don't, the market doesn't announce itself. At some point, it's going to make some kind of goofy move. Here it is. Now, we were prepared for this move. All right. We were buyers of this stock. Now, if you bought it, great. If you didn't, it's okay. Now, here, new highs coming out the earnings next Monday. I got to call it neutral. All right. I mean, I'd love to sell it again, but I got to be neutral. Where am I going? I have no business buying it up here, and I have no reason to sell it, so I'm going to be neutral. NVIDIA, November Victor Delta Alpha. All right, well, we said sell it at 185. Look at that. Here we are, 185. That my opinion hasn't changed. All right. In fact, now this is a little bit not what I'd like to see. I don't like this kind of upward trend, right? The gap up. I need to see the action here, but here's the bottom line here. It needs to come below 185 and then try to go back through and fail. That's it. Otherwise, I'm not trading it. Again, in a market like we have today, no volume, no volatility, this is no time to be aggressive. This is the time to be passive, waiting. All right. We don't need it. We don't get paid extra for being right on the top or on the bottom. We make money as if we can catch the longer term build and continue to repeat the position over and over again. Let's be relaxed here. Again, I can make a case, but I don't want to make a case because, again, it's too thin for me to get too excited about it. Palo Alto Networks. We thought 144 was a reasonable spot to sell, and of course, look what happened. It broke out. Now, again, here, notice, again, that we weren't here. We didn't see this. We were here when we made the call. And we had sideways action off of a blow off, and then it popped through. Now, again, me, for my money, Right, I give it one more look at 150, all right, is another opportunity to possibly sell it. All right, that would be where I'd be looking now. You know, I would, if I was in, I'd take my losses. If it took me out based on what I'm doing. But of course I use ratio spreads or whatever, so I'm not getting out anyways. But my point is that if I was in, I would look for a spot to get out or re-enter more, and I would use 150 as that level. All right. But what I want to see now is I want to see 150 come into play, and I want to see 150 fail. I'm looking for this kind of action here, right here. Up to 150, fail. That's actually 135, but up to the level, fail, retest the level, and then come down. Right, it did spike on earnings, but again, this is the kind of action I'm looking for. So we'll be neutral here, but I'm looking to sell at 150. The Q's, not Syracuse. We're still neutral. Again, where are we going? You know, here we are. We're broke out again. There's no reason to get too excited here. Just let it go. You know, we'll find.
And we're going to switch over and go do our weekly interview with John Jenkinson at Rural Rally Radio. And, of course, give you some good market information as well as some good information for farmers and producers. So without further ado, let's go to Rural Rally Radio. And they're going to interview me with John Jenkinson. Here we go.
With the guy who's always right, Mr. Todd Horowitz at Bubba Trading. Good morning, Todd. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, John. Don't give him false hope that I'm always right. I'm not always right. I make a lot of mistakes. I have a good idea, but I do make mistakes. But it is a drift. This is a market that has no interest right now. All markets. This is not just the grain markets. This is globally. There's no interest basically in any markets. You can see it by the drops in volume everywhere. Everybody is kind of like on a long holiday waiting to see what's going to happen next. And to be honest with you, John, it looks like there's going to be some sort of fundamental news bomb that's going to show up here in the next couple of days based on what I'm seeing. I have no idea what it's going to be, but there's a lot of quirky things happening. But the grains have been basically in a standstill. They've been in quicksand, not moving basically whatsoever. I mean, corn's been stuck. It was 345 to 355. We could almost make a case now. It's like 348 to 352. It's just not going anywhere. There's no overall interest right now.
That's interesting. Is it because we just have not had any real world events, or is it because the market has just become numb to all of the events that have taken place?
I think it has a lot to do. You know, all the markets kind of tie together at some point or another. You know, when we get a big market in grains, it's usually tied to something else. I mean, obviously it has weather and other factors, but the big markets and the big money comes from something. And right now, the markets are on pause from the equities to, you know, even the dollar, oil. Everything is kind of sitting back waiting for something to happen. And, you know, we've seen in the last couple of days, gold all of a sudden out of nowhere rallies $30. The dollar, you know, pushes up and tries to break through 94 before it fails a little bit. So there's just so many things here that are weighing on the market. And, of course, what makes the grain market, what brings the big markets to grain markets is when we get the alternative investments in and the alternative money. And that's what helps propel prices higher. And that we're not getting that right now. We're not getting any. Most guys appear to be on the sidelines.
Well, and we may not have a story in this next report, and I know that you don't watch those reports real closely, but nonetheless, it might be until after the combine is put away before we have any real story to tell in the grain market.
Yeah, I think, again, I'm tying a lot of my thesis to the equity markets, and I think that they're going to break here soon. You know, again, soon is relative, but I think that money will come pouring into the grain market. I think the grain markets are poised to make a big move to the upside. My only concern remains in soybeans, which, you know, we can't seem to get through that 977 level. We made another run at it yesterday, and of course we failed, and we're now, you know, trading lower in the beans. I mean, not dramatically lower, certainly, but we're now trading, you know, about 965 the last I look, and, you know, we're down a touch here, but we're really just so soft that there is no real money to push either one way or the other. So we're kind of at a standstill, and the bulls and the bears of these markets are kind of just battling it out within a very tight range.
So there really is just a general lack of interest in any market right now, as you point out. So how long can a market go range bound like that? Because, or does there, is there a lot of inner pent up and foiled and ready to spring one way or the other.
Well, we are in a, what we would call a malaise right now, right? And I think that it can go on for an extended period of time. I mean, we've had declining volume pretty much across the board in all markets for 2 or 3 months. And, you know, at some point it will break out. And you could remember, you could compare this to when we were kids, we had those little balsa wood airplanes that we, you know, you wind the rubber band. Mm-hmm. This rubber band is winding tighter and tighter. And there's going to be a huge pop. Now, if there's going to be a huge pop, how much room do we have to go on the downside? So I say that it looks like it would go higher, because what's the room on the downside in let's say corn? Is it 20 cents, 25 cents, maybe? But the upside is wide open. And so I think that you're going to see the big pop to the upside. But again, when it's becoming extremely more challenging now to identify this because of what we're in now. And when there is no volume and there's no volatility, the lack of action makes it much more challenging to find the right footprint to get involved in, which is why I'm recommending right now as a trader, you sit it out and you kind of observe this market and wait till it gives you the right move and the right clues to move forward.
But isn't that frustrating to traders, because they need the market to move to be able to accomplish what their goals are?
It's impossible. It's killing me, John. I'm dropping here on the vine. It's terrible for a trader. You have to have action. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Todd Horowitz with Bubba Trading is here with us. Todd, I'd like to get your thoughts on the livestock trade. So we're going to do that on the other side of this break, straight ahead on Commodity Wrap on this Wednesday morning. Stay tuned.
And we were with John Jenkinson, and we're going to get the second half of that interview when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show, LibertyTalk.fm, is where you can download the show every single day. And, of course, don't forget, now available, you can go to the website and sign up for Bubba's Daily Updates. BubbaTrading.com is the website. We're going to stop out here for a break. We'll be right back with more from John Jenkinson, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this ugly Thursday. But of course, you know, it is what it is, and we got to play for it. And I know you're all waiting for my prediction on tonight's game. And it's going to be Philadelphia is going to go ahead and cover the point spread against Carolina. Would be no surprise if they beat him straight up. But Philadelphia, I believe, will cover the point spread. In the meantime, let's go back to John Jenkinson at Rural Rally Radio and hear my thoughts on the rest of the markets as he asked me. And here we go.
Here with us, Zach Troutman, John Jenkinson, and Todd Horowitz of Bubba Trading joining us here to talk about the markets. Yesterday's cattle market, very, very interesting. We really moved a long way away from that 110, 111 mark in the live cattle market. A lot of optimism, but can the market carry through today, Todd?
Well, if they listen to Rural Rally Radio every week, they would know that we were looking for 118 to 119. Where are we? We're about almost 119. And I think that, I think you'll probably see somewhere in the next couple of days a little attempt at a pullback in the fat cattle. I think we're going higher, but I think now you're at this was our first objective here. And, you know, we bought at 105 and we're not 119 or so. I think you look for a little bit of a pullback, and I think you want to buy on a little bit of weakness that would be at support. And I'd say probably around 115 or 116 would be a good place to step back in again.
Pretty interesting. You look at the feeder cattle market, and here you called this one right also. We're still trending higher.
Yeah, I think it's going to pull back a little bit. I'm not totally shocked that it's going higher, but you saw yesterday that feeders were a little bit weaker. They did catch up a little bit late in the day, but I think feeders are going to go a little bit lower here. Again, I'm a buyer longer term, but I want to buy at the levels that I'm looking for, and I think we're looking at the mid-140s here before it's going to go up, and I think you're going to see this play out pretty well shortly here, that we will start to see a pullback in feeders, and I think they had such a big move. You know, they went up like $13 in 3 days, you know, a few weeks ago, and that's how they got to these areas. I think you're going to see that pullback and retrace that move, and then I'd look to be a buyer down at lower prices.
All of this activity has really set up a pretty good scenario for producers to bit of price insurance, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a guy that believes, and that's what I do, is I believe you should always be insured no matter what the price is, because, you know, markets don't announce themselves, and, you know, we can look at reasons why they should go one way or the other, but if you're just always insured, but by leaving the upside the potential for a big market to happen, then you don't give up that edge. And I think that's something that farmers and producers should always be in keep in mind, is to protect the downside of any market, because you know it doesn't cost you much to do that, and you're still benefiting as a market goes up. So it's kind of the cost of doing business. It's something you add into your overall plan. But again, why take a chance that, you know, any market's going to have a big dip and you're going to be figuring out how to scramble later instead of just being prepared all the time?
The technicals for the cattle market still look pretty strong long term, you think?
Yeah, I think they look really good. I think the formation is really good. I think the contango is really good, and all about till next June in fat cattle. And I think that's one of the things you want to make sure you look at, is the way prices change, because the down move was pretty easy to call from, you know, April to August, as you could see that we were in backwardation. And now, you know, everything just looks good for the cattle. And again, if the economy is getting better, as they say it is, I'm not a big believer of that, but that also bodes well for cattle as well.
Well, you bring up a great point. Everybody's all bulled up on the economy. Everything, that's why some people point to the Dow Jones Industrial Average and say, well, everybody's all excited about where the economy is going. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody thinks that we're going to be able to pass some kind of legislation to give tax relief and really fire up this economy. I want to get your take on that, because not everybody buys into that argument.
I'm one who certainly doesn't buy into it, and I'm a Trump supporter, but he is nuts on this view. Even if they do get the tax cuts, which I don't think they're going to get, I think this is a classic buy the rumor, sell the news information. I don't see the expansion in the economy. I don't see what they're talking about. I think that rural America, which is our guys, are getting pounded because of this. And just take a look at some of these prices in the grain markets. You know, we're just not getting what they're promising us. And the unfortunate part is that the economy is completely separate from what's going on Wall Street. So the Dow is going up. It's in my eyes, it's a bubble. It's overvalued. And of course, you know, nobody sees it until it's too late. I'm saying not to sell it yet, but I'm saying, hey, you should be very careful in here. Just like when feeder cattle was 240 a few years ago, you know, everybody thought, well, they're going to three. They're never going down again. And of course, they went immediately down to, you know, 120. So this is something you got to watch. Markets have to adjust themselves via price and via supply and demand. And we're getting to a point in the equities that they're just totally out of line. And we're just way too high based on what's going on and the debt that's been created in this country.
That is a great point, Todd. How do we find out more about Bubba Trading?
You go to BubbaTrading.com, and you can check out some of my webinars. And I'm also now doing, for everybody, a daily update. Right after the close, I do an update on all the markets, give you a view of what I think for the next day. So, but BubbaTrading.com, or you can email me direct at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com.
All right. Todd, Bubba Horowitz here with us. Todd, have a good day today, sir.
John, thank you so much. Have a great day yourself.
Thank you. Don't go.
And that was Rural Rally Radio yesterday. And of course, I do that every Wednesday with them. And I do TV for them on Tuesday and Wednesday. But in the meantime, you know, again, we've looked at, you know, a number of stocks, a number of levels. We found some things that played out pretty well. And of course, just a little bit of update on the Momo trade that we talked about. Popped the buck and a half on Tuesday. I think that, you know, again, you follow the footprints with good disciplines, and you leave yourself with an opportunity to be in much better shape. And this is what the trading world is about, recognizing opportunity. And I think, you know, we actually traded live last Friday for the jobs number. And when gold came down to that level of 1262, we were actually buyers there. Now, we didn't hold it all the way to 1295. I mean, we were out in about a half hour, an hour from there. But again, you can see these things starting to develop. And that is the key to trading markets and using the different services that we use. And of course, for those of you who might be interested, we do have a future speculating trading service, which offers day trades and long-term trades. It's just $99 a month, no contract required. So you can try it for a month, but certainly we've done extremely well. And of course, past performance is not indicative of future results, but in the meantime, we've been able to steady as she goes, and we're very defensive there. We make sure that, you know, we're always watching the money and making sure that we don't take big risk. So anyways, you can check that out also at BubbaTrading.com. And of course, don't forget to get my daily updates also at BubbaTrading.com. And of course, Bubba's Bottom Line on the weekends. But, you know, again, markets right now are as dull as they can get. There's something going to happen here soon. There's going to be some news item. There's going to be some focus on something that is totally, nobody even knows right now. But you can see by a lot of the trading action that at least the Duke brothers, somebody thinks they know something. All right, just by the way we're seeing gold trade and some of the other things. So, you know, equities are kind of on edge. No reason to try to short them yet and think that you can beat them. But certainly there is things to think about here and things that don't look as good as one might think based on what's going on. And the last thing I want to mention today is that, as much as I am a fan of the president, I don't like him talking about the stock market. First of all, he has nothing to do with it. Personally, I mean, you know, some of the regulations, yes, have helped, but markets are going up because they're being forced in on what we call the chase for yield. I think that, you know, jobs are not very good. We can hear about how great everything is, but at the end of the day, they're not very good. And, you know, people are not making the kind of money they made 20 years ago. So at the end of the day, it's a much more challenging economy. And as I would like to say, the wealthy, the big banks, they're doing very well, but the average guy on the street is not. And I think that's a much bigger problem. Remember, tonight, I'm liking Philadelphia Eagles. And in the meantime, that'll do it for today's show. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day. And don't forget to go to bubbatrading.com and get on those daily updates. They're free. I email them to you every day. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. Always great to bring you the show. And I appreciate you all. And everybody, take care. See you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.